Good evening, everybody. This is the Marcus Today End of Day podcast on the last day of the month, 30th of April. They say sell in May and go away. Well, it's May in a day. This is general advice only if it's advice at all. It is for all members of the Marcus Today newsletter. If you're not a member, I ask you, why not sign up for a free trial and find out how fabulous we are? Not a bad day today, up 27 points. We closed on our highs. Futures this morning were up 12 on the back of an okay performance on Wall Street, largely thanks to Tesla, up 15%, and thanks to Tesla, up 15%, on the back of Elon Musk going to visit China and talking to them about full self-driving cars, FSD, better get used to that one. All the lithium stocks have gone mad for the second day on the trot. Arcadium up 8.4%, IGO up 7.3%, Liontown Resources up 2.9%, Ioneer, that's just come out of its capital raising at 18 cents and it's jumped 8.3%. Well done, everybody. Took stock at 18 cents, now 20 cents. Atlantic Lithium up 5.2%. Even the rare earth stocks have got in on the act. ARU, Arafura Rare Earths up 5.3%, and Lynas Rare Earths up 2.0%. There have been a few sell recommendations on that recently. Citigroup recently downgraded to sell with a target price 19% below the current share price, but yesterday we saw Bell Potter with a buy recommendation target price 15% above the current share price, and UBS with a buy recommendation target price 5% above the current share price. It's all about rare earths prices. Doesn't really matter what the brokers think. Rare earths prices up, rare earth stocks up. Same with every other commodity. And as if lithium and rare earths wasn't enough, the uranium stocks have also had a good day today. This is the market going risk on in resources. Next Gen up 5.9%, Boss Energy up 3.4%, Paladin up 2.5%. It's all systems ahead in volatile hot resources. On that front, BHP hit a settlement with the Brazilian government over Samarco. Not sure what the world's going to make of that. A $27 billion settlement. I think that's a $37 billion Aussie dollar settlement. Market didn't seem to mind. BHP plus 0.1%. Rio taking a back seat today, down 0.4%. And Fortescue up 1.5%. And that is despite Bell Potter adding it as a sell recommendation with a target price 20% below the current share price. And that follows the March quarter production numbers, which saw iron ore shipments below guidance and costs near the top end of the range, and prices down 10% on the quarter. There has been a huge string of companies with quarterly production, resources companies with quarterly production numbers today. They have to get them in by the end of the month, which is today. Terracom, Horizon Oil, Nickel Industries, they're up 4.4% on theirs. Syrah Resources, they're up 2.9%. on theirs. Ampol, sales down 1.7%, margins down 20%, production down 7.3%, Ampol down 3.3%. Jupiter Mines down 6.4% on theirs. Base Resources up 2%. Sandfire down 0.8%. Sandfire's had a fabulous run since the BHP bid, which has turned the spotlight on copper stocks. The other stocks had a good run is 29 Metals. 29M is the code. They were down 4.7% today, again, having had a good run. And IGO had quarterly numbers today. They were running on the interest in the lithium sector, up 7.3% today. I think I've already mentioned that. Zip up 1.2%, had third quarter results. Coles had third quarter sales numbers. Woolworths are later this week. Coles down 0.3% on their sales numbers today. Didn't disturb anybody. Coronado Global coal stock up 2.5% on quarterly production numbers. And that's probably that for those. A few other stories. Dubai-based shareholder Sidara placed 19% of Worley with institutions. Share price dropped over 10% to start with. Closed the day down 7.5%, as I mentioned in the midday members podcast. Big share deals like that rarely have anything but a short-term impact on the share price. So whilst a few institutions will have filled their boots and got a bit of indigestion, might slow the share price down, Usually these things are buying opportunities. Put it this way, if you hold it, I wouldn't be worried too much about it. Two big events today. Have I covered these? Retail sales numbers down 0.2% in April, and that was against expectations of up 0.4%. So they were much weaker than expected. That takes the pressure off interest rates, and the chances of an RBA rate rise by August has dropped. A rate rise by August has dropped from 44% to 26%. Still, there was zero chance now. There were expectations of one, maybe two rate cuts this year. There's now zero chance of that, according to the bond market. And as I say, a 26% chance they will raise rates. And that drop in retail sales also knocked 0.8% off the Aussie dollar back to 65.14. We've got a Fed meeting this week, of course, at 4 a.m. on Thursday. Not expecting any change, expecting a continuation of the rather hawkish messaging from Powell over the last couple of weeks, which is that they will keep rates at restrictive settings as long as needed to get on top of inflation. And they clearly, judging from the recent inflation numbers, haven't got on top of inflation yet. He also talked about, if you remember, having the confidence that inflation was going to get back down to the target, and they have yet to achieve that level of confidence. So expect a hawkish Fed meeting later this week, and we have the jobs number as well on Friday, which will push us around once again. Tonight we've got a Eurozone CPI and GDP number. We've got US first quarter employment cost index. That's an inflation indicator, could be good or bad. Consumer confidence from them and the Case-Shiller house prices. We've got NAB results on Thursday, Macquarie results on Friday, ANZ next Tuesday, Westpac next Monday, CBA quarterly trading update next Thursday. Chinese PMI numbers out today, highest number in 14 months, 51.4 was it? Over 50 indicates expansion. Quite good news for resources, you would have thought, but today the iron ore price down about 0.5%. The Chinese market is on holiday from May the 1st to the 3rd. In other words, for the rest of this week, you won't get an iron ore price read out of China. What else can I tell you? Engineering company Tasmea, code is TEA. You would have thought it would be a beverages company. TEA down 2.4% on its debut. Market cap was $383 million. Karoon up 2.1% today. Activist fund managers are pushing for a boardroom spill. Change is good for a company that's down 24.3% in 6 months. Mind you, Woodside in the same sector is down 19% in 6 months, down 20% actually. 52-week low, I believe, on Woodside. Bapcor, BAP, interesting little story today. In a trading halt, the MD who is due, the new MD who is an ex-supercar racer, have I got that right, is expected to join them as MD and CEO in 2 days' time, has decided not to. And they've gone into a trading halt ahead of a trading update. That doesn't bode terribly well, does it? Anyway, we'll see what Bapcor comes out with, presumably tomorrow. Brisbane-based finance company First Mac. If you've got any dealings with them, I think your customer tax file number and date of birth has just been stolen. A cyber attack, been hacked. The AFR tells me China has just overtaken Japan as Australia's top coal market. And that'll probably do you. That's enough. So good day today, as I say, up 27. Dow futures ahead of these results. Amazon tonight and the employment cost index. Dow futures down 21. NASDAQ futures down 2 points, which is next to nothing. Chinese market taking a small breather ahead of its holiday. Gold sector the worst, and interest rate sensitive sectors, consumer discretionary and REITs the best today. Resources up today, banks up today ahead of the results season. Resources helped by the PMI numbers in China. Lithium, uranium, rare earths kicking along. Risk appetite coming back. Let's see what this week delivers. Very busy week. You have a fabulous evening. Henry will be back tomorrow doing your pre-market and end of day podcasts. If you're not a member of Marcus Today, try us for a free trial. Find out all the fabulous things we do for our members. Hopefully see you on the list.